I'm Bob, and thank you very much.
Hey everybody, I'm Bob. I'm a compulsive eater from New Jersey. Good to see you all. Wonderful to be here. Thank you, Mikey, for inviting me. So I've been in program since November 3rd, 2003. I've been abstinent for 22 years, and by the grace of my higher power, I'm maintaining 120 pound weight loss. So grateful for that. So much more grateful for the peace that I have in my life today, and the fact that I love myself and I love my life. It says a lot, because when I came in the program, that was certainly not the case. I had a lot of years of hating myself and my life, and was very much a depressed person coming in the program. And life was very hard. Life is still hard, but I have, thanks to the program, I have a means of doing something, taking action now, which is a lot different than I used to. So before program, I was an emotional eater, very much a stress eater. Work stress caused me to turn to food. People pleasing let me had me go into food. I would be irrational. I would rationalize things as to it would be okay to do. Just the fact that there was food left over, I almost laid claim to it. Like I really not just, wanted it. I had ownership. I had rights to it. Being the youngest in a family, the older siblings had moved out, and I was able to most likely take claim to it. So I was a night eater. So one of the things that when I came in the program, I had to deal with was the night eating, and how was I going to do that? I had certain habits that I just kept doing over and over again, bad habits. So I watched TV, I would eat certain foods, and that was just my routine. The blessing of that now is that because OA has helped me change those routines into positive habits, I just keep doing those positive routines now. So it isn't necessarily bad that I had a negative a routine or a habit. It's just the old habits need to be looked at. And I like that in our new green workshop and study guide that we have to work the steps. One of the new worksheets is old beliefs, and I really appreciate that. So it was like, so what old belief do I need to look at and examine? So before I came in the program, I had control issues. I didn't really think they were control issues. Being a people pleaser, you wouldn't think I would have control issues, but I did. I was certainly passive aggressive in my people pleasing as well, and I always was looking for an affirmation. I was looking for an attaboy. I was looking for other people to affirm the good things that I was doing. And when I came in the program, I started looking at my why and the reasons why I was doing things. And I realized now that I was doing things for the wrong reasons. I was doing them to me either make myself look good or in the eyes of other people, or expecting something in return. Being the youngest, I was always looked upon like that. I was like, I could do no wrong almost, my older siblings would look at me, and I would get away with a lot of stuff. And I almost had that attitude when I was living life. Like I have an entitlement, right? So OA really snapped me out of that, and to really look at the reasons why I'm doing things. So what is my why is certainly the things I ask myself, pretty much every day. And I have now, thanks to, looking and examining things in my life, I have that gut feeling, which I believe is God, my higher power, telling me things, which I really appreciate. So how did I come to program? I really just got to the point of being so down and depressed that I had nowhere else to go. Someone had told me about OA. I gained 300 pounds, was my top weight, probably more than that, and just got to the point where I couldn't diet anymore. I didn't want to diet. And I had pretty much given up. I figured I was going to be 300 pounds for the rest of my life. And I said that, and I've had sponsees who say, I really appreciate you saying that because I felt exactly the same way. I didn't know where to go. I was married happily. I had two wonderful kids, and that stress and a stressful job really just put me over the edge. And finally, I had one last binge after hearing about 3 years prior, I heard about OA. I had one last binge, which really put me over the edge. And I told my wife, I said, I can't do this anymore. And I called the, I had already done all the background research. I was very good at doing that and going online and finding all the stuff, but I was too chicken to actually go to a meeting. And finally I said, okay, this is it. And I picked up the phone and I called someone on the contact. So thank you for those who do service and they're, a meeting contact. That was such a blessing for the person to pick up the phone and say, come, just come. And I did. And that kind of started the ball rolling. I didn't get a sponsor for 4 months. Don't recommend that. I kept coming to meetings and kept hearing what I needed to hear from other people. I'm not a slow learner, but I'm a slow person to take action sometimes. So I'll listen, I'll listen, I'll listen, and then I'll speak. And that's what it took for me at meetings at first. I did a lot of listening, and then finally I was able to speak. And when I did, the gift that God gave me, because I'm a very, very shy person and had trouble meeting people, by opening my mouth, people started relating to me and then talking to me and coming up to me and giving me their phone number. We exchanged numbers and boom, my all of a sudden it became, instead of just me, it became two, three, four, and my network started spreading of OA friends, and it hasn't stopped, which has been truly amazing. And what a gift that is to really to know people that I can talk to share what no one else understands outside of these rooms. That alone was enough. But then it was more that you guys gave me. You gave me love. You gave me hugs. You gave me, a feeling that I have worth and value. And I didn't believe I had that before I came into OA. Then you helped me work the steps, getting a sponsor, working the steps, and really getting to know a higher power that I didn't truly know or have a personal relationship with before coming into OA. That was huge for me. That I could actually have a personal relationship with God. I had a relationship, I had a higher power. It was God. It wasn't the same God that I have now. I now have a personal relationship with one that I just really cherish, that I can trust. And before, it was more about manipulating God into what he could do for me. And if he didn't give it to me, then I was angry at God and blaming God, and I don't do that anymore. I'm going through some physical issues right now. As a runner, I obviously love to be physical, be physically active, and I'm not able to do that right now. I can't even stand or walk without pain in my back. And last year I had issues with an Achilles, and those type of setbacks, if you want to call them that, is really God's kind of awakening to me, where I can accept and trust God and be willing to accept this as just part of life. And then instead of saying, God, why me? Why are you doing this to me? I get to say, God, what's the opportunity that you're going to give me? I'm going to stop looking at that closed door. I'm going to start looking at that open window because there are so many more things that I can do. And so that's what I've started doing. And I'm really enjoying it, to be very honest, and just saying, okay, I can't do this right now, but I can do this. I can maybe sponsor somebody new and work them through the steps, or I can read more books. I can do certain things now. So I am really happy that this is not I'm happy that's happening, but I'm happy to embrace, this, as part of working the steps. I did not only have a relationship with God, but learned to trust God. But it helped me to trust other people more because I had a hard time trusting other people before I came in the program. You guys helped me, allowed me to trust other people again. I felt like I was being stabbed in the back a lot by other people before coming into OA, and I didn't want to open up. Didn't want to be vulnerable. You guys have allowed me to be vulnerable and open up again. And that's all part of the trust, relationship that we have, the anonymity and what we say here stays here. It really means a lot. The growth that the steps have given me has been amazing. We're in month six, the step of the month is step six, and I just came from a step meeting and we just talked about it, and I got to tell you, it's my favorite step. And it's funny because the big book has like one little paragraph on step six, right? But this is my favorite step. Some of the most challenging things in my life that I have been able to overcome are the ones that I look back and I smile and say, thank you, God, what a blessing. And step six was one of them. Step six was hard, extremely hard. And I didn't think it was, if it wasn't hard, I don't think I was doing it right, And I really do believe that, because to say I'm entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character that I, found in step four and gave away in step five. Sure, I wanted to be rid of them, but was I willing to grow? Was I willing to change? Was I willing to look and analyze what those defects had done to me versus for me? And, the type of life that I was living, was it the life that I truly wanted to live? But I didn't know anything else. These defects really were what I was using as my, defense mechanism, that I really needed to comfort me. So those actions, as well as food, are part of my disease, right? And I had to actually address that and say, am I willing to let go of these things, these actions? Am I willing to become a better person? Am I willing to let God change me? Am I willing to look for a clean slate that I can become a new person that God wants me to be? And I really, really thought about it because I didn't, it was, that's, that's like a leap of faith. That's like, who am I going to be, God? I don't know. And that was a transformation. This is a transformation step for me. And after this, I was able to say, okay, God, whatever you got in mind, I'm game. And that's where the true trust came in, and really let going of control, and that I can't get rid of these defects, God, you have to get rid of them. And in your time, not mine. All of that was part of step six. And I just really, really appreciated, all of that with step six, because I was comfortable in my old ways, and I needed to let go of that. So if I'm not growing, I'm receding, and I think I'm dying is how I look at it. If I'm not growing, if I'm not moving forward, then I'm dying and I'm regressing. So I want to keep moving forward. I want to keep going, growing in my relationship with God. And if I do that, then He'll show me new opportunities every single day if I ask for them and if I look for them. And that's how my life is today. And that's been a big change in my life. What are the things that I'm willing to embrace now? Doing service for OA. I want OA to be around not just for me, I want it to be around for my kids, my grandkids, whoever else needs it. And that means doing service at all levels. And recently I've been doing trustee work, and I've been doing trustee at that level. And I never ever thought that I could ever be a trustee ever. And I am, you know, and that has been such a blessing to be able to just, you know, prove myself wrong is really what it ended up being, because I was saying I can't do that. You know, I was using all that negative talk. And God has shown me over and over again that anything is possible, you know. So as long as I'm willing, I have to put in the work. I have to do the work, but am I willing to do it? A lot of doing service for me has actually been looking at my time management and trying to figure out the things that I'm doing, like scrolling on social media, all the things that are really a waste of time for me. Can I stop doing those things and doing more important thing that God wants me to do, you know, and identifying those things? And that's been a real gift. Spending time with my wife and my family is important, right? So make time for that, you know. But the other stuff that's less important, playing games, you know, video games by myself or watching TV by myself, maybe, you know, those type of things, sacrifice those things, Bob. So I really started looking at those things, you know, and being able to say no to other service possibilities when I really don't feel that's God's calling for me. So it's okay to say no. The people pleaser, you know, wants to say yes to everything, right? Well, no, maybe not always. And maybe being a sponsor to someone new, working them through the steps, you know, maybe say yes to those type of things. So these are the things that I look for and the opportunities. So yeah, I do really enjoy my life today. I enjoy the person that I am. I do love myself. I'm at a normal body weight, but yet I still have those things. And I talk to my sponsees and my sponsor about it. I still have the feeling sometimes of feeling fat, you know, or the negative talk or negative thoughts. And I really have to shun them away sometimes and just say, no, that's not true. And I have to stop looking for positive, you know, the affirmations from other people and look for them from God. Because I still do that. I still look to other people, wanting other people to say, oh, you look great, or this or that. And it's like, no, I don't really need that. You know, that is part of my disease, you know, and I have to let that go. Of course, it's always nice to hear those things. And a lot of times I need to say thank you and just zip, say nothing else, because you know, there was, I think in four today it says, oh, this old rag, and you know, and then I insult someone when they pay me a compliment. Just say thank you and shut up, Bob. And that's what I try to do. So yeah, I start my day each day by saying I'm powerless over food and my life is unmanageable, and I ask for God's help. I bring God in from that moment on, and I pray all day long. I pray for other people in OA. You know, I pray for other, you know, I do that. I try to remember I am part of something huge in OA, and that I'm not alone. Because if I had to face this disease alone every day, I would fail. So I know I have you guys. I know I have God. With that in my corner, I cannot fail. I just need to do the footwork each and every day. And I'm grateful to do it. And it is a one day at a time program, and that's how it's always been. The days just keep adding up over and over again. I have a lot of gratitude. Always been a wonderful gift in my life. And with that, it that's all. I will stop sharing. I look forward to hearing your shares.